WKAR's current state and live music Friday here today. You're hearing Brian Lang on tenor saxophone. Paul Ojibwe is playing our Studio S Steinway piano. And in a few minutes, Brian and Paul will be joined by Lansing singer Twyla Birdsong. Twyla's performing tonight at the Avenue Cafe in Lansing as part of the Nightingales, an evening with Lansing's Ladies of Jazz, which is a fundraising benefit for East Lansing's very popular Summer Solstice Jazz Festival. Keep that in mind for an entertainment option here tonight. Twyla's going to be joined by Betty Baxter, Betty Joplin, Shahida Narula, Mardra Thomas, Ursula Walker, and they'll all be accompanied by the Reggie Thomas Trio starting at 7 o'clock tonight at the Avenue Cafe, 2021 East Michigan Avenue in Lansing. I'm Mark Bayshore. You've got Current State here for Friday. Later this hour, here on the first full day of spring, learn about Nordic walking. Walk like a Nordician. This is courtesy of Meridian Township's Harris Nature Center. We'll visit with Eric Ederer in just a little bit, and we'll talk with Twyla and Brian and Paul some more coming up here this hour. Well, the Michigan Public Radio Network's Rick Pluta was even busier than usual yesterday. It was an exceptionally busy day at the state capitol with action on the Education Achievement Authority, with action on scrap metal reforms, which had been talked about for years, action as well on a balanced budget amendment, which has been percolating at the state capitol here, and we're going to try to make sense of it all with Rick Pluta right now. Welcome. You know,
making sense of it all may be asking a lot.
We just hope that your cocktail has been prepared to your satisfaction here this morning.
My ice cubes are a little small, but okay. We go from the smooth tones to the flash and bedlam that is the Michigan legislature.
That's right. Let's talk about the Education Achievement Authority here first. The bill to expand this narrowly passed. This was 56-54 in the House. It wasn't looking good, but they made some changes that got enough votes. This has been quite the political lightning rod.
Mm-hmm. It's one of Rick Snyder's big priorities that he wants to help fix schools, which is basically a system, a place to put the very worst performing schools, not district schools, in the state, and they would basically be placed in their own district, sort of metaphysical district that would be run. Right now it's run by what's called the Educational Achievement Authority, and it's basically a public-private partnership with Eastern Michigan University. And the results have been pretty mixed, that the test scores aren't what you would necessarily hope for. The people who are backing it are saying, well, it's because you look at where, you know, these students come from, the schools that they're in, that it just takes a while to get it done. But it was really hard, which is often the case with these education reform measures, to even get sufficient support in the Republican caucus, which are in the majority in both the House and the Senate. And that's because education is kind of a bipartisan question, that, you know, we think about it a lot with, you know, teachers' unions versus administrations, which seems like it would be very R versus D. But lawmakers have relationships with their superintendents, their school board presidents. And so it can be hard to make big changes happen. The big changes in this are that it wouldn't just be the Educational Achievement Authority. Now there would be some other options that maybe
ISDs.
Yeah, that the intermediate school district might become involved. Another school district might become involved. A charter school might become involved. And that's, you know, the real political hot button that, there are a lot of people, especially the teachers' unions, that are saying that, you know, we've already thrown too much from the classic school system into charters. Let's not throw any more, especially when the results in charter schools are so mixed.
This
so.
Landscape changed here a few weeks ago, too, when Michigan School Superintendent Mike Flanagan ended the EAA's mm-hmm. exclusive contract to turn around Michigan schools, which I take it paved the way for what happened yesterday. We'll remind our listeners that Mike Flanagan will be on Current State here coming up just this next Monday. So what finally got it done? What key changes were made?
Just those things that that we just talked about, and you're right, and both sides sort of claimed it. You know, the side that wanted to allow more schools into the Education Achievement Authority or whatever system you're going to use, up to 50 now. Or once it goes to the governor, they said, look, we made some changes that we allowed for, you know, more local involvement with, you know, the intermediate school districts or the charters. And, you know, both sides said, well, the fact that the state ended that exclusive contract shows either that it's not working and, you know, we shouldn't go further down this path, or that we're willing to learn and change. And basically, you know, learn and change won out in the state house last night and will probably in the state Senate next week. And, you know, Rick Snyder will get to, you know, sign another one of his priorities in short order.
After literally years of work and deliberation and horse trading, the legislatures agreed on scrap metal reform. Mm-hmm. Scrap metal plunder has ravaged quite a bit of Detroit and other cities.
Actually, it's not just an urban problem.
That was one of my questions,
yeah.
Really. I mean, Mike Duggan played such a key role in getting this done. I guess it's easy to assume this is an urban problem, but it's really more than that.
No, that actually, you know, people who live in rural areas, agricultural areas, farmers say people literally come and strip the siding off of, you know, off of their barns to, you know, take them to scrap yards and sell them. Utilities have a big problem with it, and it's literally physically dangerous with
copper wire.
Yeah, breaking into the transformers and reaching in and grabbing, you know, copper wire and other stuff, and so that's an issue. But it is, you know, when you look at Detroit and our other urban centers, that this is a huge question because it is hard to attract businesses to your city, especially technologically centered businesses, if they've got to put more money into protecting their infrastructure. That they're, you know, afraid that literally they're going to come in, they're going to build it, and someone's going to break in overnight and yank it out and sell it to a scrapyard. And what the scrapyards are saying is, but don't, you know, place this onerous burden on us to fix the problem. You know, go after the thieves, don't go after the scrapyards. And, you know, what a lot of lawmakers, Detroit Representative Rashida Tlaib in particular, are saying, you're part of the problem and you're going to have to step up. So, you know, now pictures will have to be taken of sellers and of, you know, what it is they're selling, especially if you're talking about copper wire, metal, catalytic converters,
air conditioners.
Like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, the state hopes to eventually have a database of sellers so that if someone is going from place to place with, you know, selling stuff that you know, you can detect a pattern.
Yeah.
But there is concern that there's a loophole, that this is about transactions of $25 and more. And so there's some concern that, well, you know, the way that the scrappers will get around that is just make sure that their transactions never exceed $24.99. So I suspect this is not the, you know, the last of it. But, you know, the Detroit lawmakers and Mayor Mike Duggan decided to accept it because it's at least a start, because he can't do what he needs to do in Detroit without dealing with, you know, this massive theft of, you know, all this infrastructure that's going on all the time.
And I take it any scrapper who is going to earn $25 or more will have their check actually mailed.
Yes,
to them.
Yes. No more same day cash payments.
Yeah.
No more, you know, hand them a card and they can go down the street to an ATM to cash it. That you've got to mail it to a physical address, which means you've got to have a record of that address as well.
There was some movement as well on a balanced budget amendment.
Convention.
A balanced budget convention. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Tell us what happened there.
Yeah, this is a really interesting one that's kind of flown under the radar. You know, the legislature passes a lot of resolutions that commemorate, you know, Mark Bayshore Day in Michigan, one that is long overdue, by the way. You know, or memorializing Congress to, you know, take a particular action. And they're symbolic. This is not. This is actually a substantial step toward convening a convention, a national convention of the states, to produce a balanced budget amendment that would then, you know, that would then have to be ratified. Now, we're still a long way from there, but you know, this is, you know, this isn't just a symbolic
measure.
Well,
certainly if enough states get on board, this has profound national implications.
Yeah. Right now there are 20 states, maybe 22, who've passed some version of this. And but, you know, the question is, are they close enough in, you know, how they're drafted and their purpose to actually count, you know, on the tally of the states calling for one of these conventions.
Is there a timeline involved in this process? Yeah.
There is not a timeline. Now, a lot of us, you know, grew up in the 70s with the Equal Rights Amendment. Mm-hmm. And that Congress, when it sent it to the states, put a timeline on it, and that expired. That's not typically the case. And, you know, you go back in history, back in 1992, the state of Michigan, I was actually there in the legislature when it happened, and we were in a race with New Jersey. The state of Michigan put the Madison Amendment over the top. It was the final state needed to put that into the United States Constitution, the most recent amendment. And that's the one that says that members of Congress cannot vote themselves a pay raise. They cannot get that pay raise until they've gone back and faced voters in a re-election campaign.
Right.
And that actually set a record. It took 202 years, 7 months, and 12 days.
You're not joking.
No. It was drafted.
So Madison, as in James Madison?
James Madison was the person who drafted the amendment, and that's how long it took that. So there's nothing that says, I mean, you know, our grandkids could be sitting in this studio, you know, talking about how they've gotten closer to a balanced budget convention. Yeah.
And the debate got pretty intense.
Oh, very, very intense. That first of all, you know, some strong feelings about the merits of this, that this is part of the effort to make government, the federal government, so small that you could drown it in a bathtub, you know. On the one side versus, you know, we're already, you know, frittering away our children's future. At one point, Representative Jeff Irwin of Ann Arbor got gaveled down as out of order, and he stood up and shouted at the presiding officer, "You're out of order." So it was, yeah.
Intense day.
Yeah, just like Al Pacino in Injustice for All.
We want to thank the Michigan Public Radio Network's Rick Pluta. We've been talking about the EAA, a balanced budget amendment, with some movement on that and new scrap metal reforms here for the state of Michigan. Thank you, Rick.
Oh, my pleasure.
What a difference a day makes. 24 little hours brought the sun and the flowers where there used to be rain. My yesterdays were blue, dear. Now I'm a part of you, dear. My lonely nights are through, dear, since you said you are mine. Oh, what a difference a day makes. There's a rainbow before me. Skies above can't be stormy. Since that moment of bliss, that thrilling kiss, you know it's heaven when you find romance on your menu. What a difference a day makes, and that difference is you. Difference a day makes. There's a rainbow before me. Skies above can't be stormy. Since that moment of bliss, that thrilling kiss, you know it's heaven when you find romance on your menu. What a difference a day makes, and that difference is you. Yeah, yeah. Oh, what a difference, yeah.
Singer Twyla Bird Song. on Current State here on 90.5 WKAR. She is accompanied here today by Brian Lang on tenor saxophone and Paul Ojibwe on the piano, and they will be, or well, I should say Twyla will be performing tonight. One of the Ladies of Jazz, Lansing's Ladies of Jazz tonight. This is a fundraiser for the Summer Solstice Jazz Festival in East Lansing. This kicks off at 7 p.m. at the Avenue on East Michigan in Lansing. It is WKAR Spring Fundraising Campaign. I'm Mark Bayshore, along with the Current State Executive Producer and WKAR Station Manager Peter Worf. We have set the goal at 10 calls here this hour at 517-353-5000. You can also, well, a click online also counts as a phone call, okay? WKAR.org. Your contribution is critical to what we do here at Current State and at WKAR. We need your financial support. And, Peter, kind of what we've been hearing the last few minutes is representative of some of the changes that have happened here at WKAR in the past year or so, and we hope our listeners like them enough to call us.
Mark, we love Friday. We love Friday morning, especially with Current State, but it just got a whole lot better.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Friday was good before. It's better now.
Whether you listen a little or a lot, if you listen to WKAR for a short time, whether you've listened from the very beginning of Current State, you're an important part of this station. It's true. You are. We can't do what we do without you. You're listening right now. You're enjoying Current State. You're enjoying Twyla Birdsong, Brian Lang, and Paul Ojibwe as our guests today on Current State. Maybe you stay with us even for fundraising appeals, so we know you're a big fan of WKAR. So don't miss what comes next. Don't miss another week, another year of Current State. It's brought to you by you. Here's the number, 517-353-5000, or if you're listening at WKAR.org, go to Give Now.
Peter, you've got a report coming up here next where you were able to get out into the community, and this is what I like a lot about some of the segments that you have produced here for us here at Current State. You get us out into the community and give us an opportunity to experience all kinds of interesting things.
You're going to find out about the sport of Nordic walking, which I found out about yesterday when it was very Nordic outside. Today would have been a better day. There's going to be some Nordic walking happening at the Harris Nature Center tomorrow, forecast favorable. So it would be a good day to do that. I really am enjoying, as I said before, Live Music Fridays. Red Tail Ring, loved that group a couple of weeks ago. Ralph Vodopek kicked it off with the beautiful new Steinway that we have. Ralph Vodopek,
right.
Professor Emeritus at Michigan State University's College of Music. Everything you hear on Current State and WKAR, whether we're out in the community, whether we're here in the studio, is made possible by you. We simply can't do it without you. Here's the number to call, 517-353-5000, or use the Give Now link at WKAR.org. We really need to hear from you this Friday.
You most likely listen to WKAR every day because you find something here that's really important to you. On a daily basis, we keep you up to speed with what's going on in terms of the news, but as you've probably learned a long time ago, we go deeper than that. We try to appeal to your sense of wonder, your love of learning and exploration. Please consider contributing to WKAR right now. We come to you twice a year for these fundraising appeals, spring and fall, and the money you give, often in just tiny little increments, modest little increments. We're totally okay with that. All of those modest donations, contributions, make programs like Current State possible all year long. A fair amount of sweat and time and energy and thought goes into the program, and the same can be said of really everything that you hear from NPR Morning Edition, All Things Considered. Call now, please, 517-353-5000. We want 10 calls this hour. 10 calls, not too easy, not too hard. 517-353-5000, or you can contribute online at WKAR.org.
Maybe the right increment for you is $10 a month. Think of what you spend $10 a month on. It's really just pocket change at the end of every day. And consider what you get back. If current state is valuable to you, invest that $10 a month in local conversation and news and music at 517-353-5000 or use the Give Now link at WKAR.org.
Current state on 90.5 WKAR. Well, as we mentioned a minute ago, the sport of Nordic walking comes to Meridian Township's Harris Nature Center here this Saturday, and Peter Worf has more information about it.
Yeah, I met with Eric Ederer right out by the admin building on the MSU campus along the Red Cedar yesterday, and I could tell who he was right away because he was the guy walking towards me real fast with poles in his hands.
That's Nordic walking.
That's Nordic walking. You've seen him before, right?
It's the pole, sure.
There is a lot to it, though. Eric's going to tell us about the basics of Nordic walking.
Nordic walking is a type of either athletic or rehabilitative walking done with a special type of pole, which was invented in Finland back in 1997. And these poles make it very easy to walk on land or else walk on pavement with these poles.
When did you first get into it?
It's sort of an odd story. I was surfing on the web and there was a news site which had only happy news. And so Nordic walking was featured as a happy news news story.
Why was that?
I guess that's because it showed a bunch of people having a good time.
Do you have a good time when you Nordic walk?
I definitely have a good time when I Nordic walk, yeah.
Yeah. Tell me about where Nordic walking comes from. You say it comes from Finland. Can you give me some information about sort of the development and the history?
It started in Finland in 1997. It was originally designed as training for cross-country skiers on the off-season, but then people saw its sports potential and rehabilitative potential, and then sort of took off from there. It's very popular in Europe. Nordic walking is done almost anywhere. Anywhere where you can walk, you can Nordic walk. And so it's a very popular way to get outdoors, get exercise, and also to exercise your arms, too, and get a better exercise than just walking by itself.
Tell me about the technique involved and some of the things that you'll be talking about when you give this instruction.
There'll be instruction on a hand technique, which is probably one of the most challenging things about it, is that the way you use your hands in Nordic walking with the poles is very specialized and requires some explanation. There is a type of pole called bungee pump pole, which is designed for rehabilitation and is a bit easier to use.
Eric, can we walk around a little bit and I'll sort of follow you, try and keep up with you? As we met today, you were hiking along the path along the Red Cedar River and you were going at a pretty good clip. So I'll try and keep up as maybe you demonstrate some of the techniques.
Okay.
Okay, we'll grab our poles here. And you can do this, I guess, on a paved surface. You were right here on the walkway above the Red Cedar. Do you typically do this paved surfaces, trails, on grass?
All of the above.
All of the above. Okay. Describe these poles that you have here. They look quite a bit like ski poles, but they're a little different.
Yeah, these poles are from Leki. The most interesting thing about them is that the bottom is adapted to be used on pavement, and also the hand grips are specialized in order to enable walking.
You're putting on kind of a Velcro-attached strap on each wrist. And then, like you say, on the bottom, you don't have sort of the pointed ends that you would with downhill or cross-country ski poles. They're kind of a diagonal bottom that's sort of look like, almost like a rubberized grip.
The bottom part comes off, and underneath is a steel point which can be used for trails and stuff like that.
Gotcha. Okay, well, can you show us how you use the poles and work them into your exercise and kind of describe it as we go along, maybe?
Well, okay, I'll try. Okay. You use one pole, if you put your right foot forward, you put the left pole forward like you do in cross-country skiing, and then you rotate, and it's just like this. The other thing is that the hand grips the pole and then releases, so it sort of has a butterfly effect with the hand. The walking is done you usually take big steps with Nordic walking, and that's because that's because Nordic walking reduces your weight by 30%. So there's with regard to the amount of pressure it creates on the knees, and so it's a lot easier to walk in big steps with Nordic walking.
You look like you have a very relaxed hand grip on those poles.
It's both relaxed and intense at times.
And then would this be sort of a beginning pace here, kind of how you would start people off?
This is a beginning pace, yes. And then as you progress, you get faster, a little bit faster. It's even possible to do Nordic walking with running too.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Do you do that?
No, I don't do that very often. I sprint once in a while, but not on a regular basis.
Take us up to a little greater intensity that you might like to work up to for a more strenuous workout. That's a pretty good clip. That's a faster walk than I would say most people.
It's at this rate we're in between running and walking actually.
What do you hope to build up to? Is there a sort of a standard that you measure to, a tempo or something like that?
I think it's just whatever you're comfortable with. And you can do interval training on Nordic walking like you do with running. And you just build and build and see where it goes.
What will you be doing with folks at the Harris Nature Center coming up on the weekend?
I'll be giving them an overview of Nordic walking, and we'll do some techniques and we'll try out some poles. There'll be travel poles there, which are special poles for traveling with Nordic walking. And there'll be some of the rehabilitative bungee pump poles there for people that want to Nordic walk with the greatest ease possible for rehabilitative purposes.
So Eric, after you got into it, what did you find that you liked most about Nordic walking?
I liked being outdoors, getting the total body workout, and sometimes just having the wind in my face.
Yeah. Well, we sure have that today on this first day of spring, as people can probably hear on the microphone very well right now, because I don't have a windscreen. not a very good move on a radio producer's part. Are you into any other kind of sports or sort of aerobic activities, or are you a skier, or do you have a cross-country skier?
I cross-country ski. I'm a yoga instructor. Oh. And I lift weights, and I do ballroom dancing.
You stay fit and busy.
Yeah. I cross train.
Yeah, for sure. Eric Ederer will be instructing you on Nordic walking at the Harris Nature Center coming up this weekend. Eric, once again, thanks very much.
Thanks.
For Current State, this is Peter Worf.
Perfect for the first day of spring. Let's keep moving and stay warm.
Summertime, and the living is easy. Fish are jumping, and the cotton is high. Your daddy's rich, and your mama's good looking. So hush, pretty baby, don't you cry. One of these mornings, you're gonna rise up singing. Then you'll spread your wings and you'll take to the sky. But until that morning, there ain't nothing's gonna harm you with your mama and daddy standing by. Thank you.
Twyla Birdsong on vocals, Brian Lang on tenor saxophone, and Paul Ojibwe on piano here, live from Studio S on Live Music Friday here on WKAR's Current State. We'll be chatting up the players and the vocalists here in just a few minutes. Twyla will be performing tonight at the Avenue Cafe as a part of Nightingales. This is a fundraiser for the Summer Solstice Jazz Festival in East Lansing, an intimate evening with Lansing's ladies of jazz and blues. It is our spring fundraising campaign here at WKAR. If you like what you just heard and you like what you hear on Current States and on Morning Edition and All Things Considered, now is the time to step up, please, and dial 517-353-5000 or go online at WKAR.org and put your money where you listen, okay? Because you play a key role in what you hear on WKAR. Joe Lindstroth is our producer here at Current State, and Joe, Live Music Fridays have really taken off here for us. A lot of people are enjoying it, but now's the time we need to count on our listeners to step up.
That's right, Mark. Friday is pretty exciting. I think you see me with a little extra skip in my step on
that's
Friday
right.
morning. So we have these beautiful musicians from the mid-Michigan area here. I mean, that's the idea with Live Music Fridays, is to celebrate the rich musical culture that we have here in mid-Michigan. We have a variety of players, from jazz and Americana music to electronic music and all in between. And I think it's really worth celebrating. I think it adds a nice element to the show. If this is something that you look forward to, if you really join us on Fridays to hear who's going to be playing live on the radio, give us a call. I think it's worth something. 517-353-5000 or at WKAR.org. And I might just say, you know, this does take a lot of work and a lot of resources. We have our brilliant engineer, Aaron, who gets here at 8 a.m. Our musicians get here early, and we all know how great musicians are, bright and early in the morning. But it does take a while to set up, and mic, and make sure everything sounds great. And these require resources to do this. And we need your help to continue this. This is something we added. It's an added bonus to the show that we like to do once a week. But we need help with resources to sustain this. Give us a call, 517-353-5000 or WKAR.org. We have a goal of 10 callers this hour. We have 8 to go. We could use a few callers. Give us a call, 517-353-5000 or WKAR.org.
Okay, 8 calls, 21 minutes, 517-353-5000. Please call us now. Hopefully, you've come to expect more from WKAR than you do from a lot of other radio stations. As a regular listener, you understand the importance of the governor's race. We have a new senator who's going to be elected here from the state of Michigan in 2014. A bunch of really important ballot proposals, not to mention the world situation, the Ukraine, all kinds of stories that you don't expect also make it to the airwaves here at 90.5 WKAR. We're dedicated to bringing you information, news, and entertainment that gives you more to think about, more to chew on, without ever telling you what to think. Your financial support makes it all possible. Make a gift right now, 517-353-5000 or online at WKAR.org.
Just got an update. We have 6 to go, so we did have a few callers in the last minutes. Thank you. Thank you very much. That number is 517-353-5000. And just kind of piggyback off what you were just saying, Mark, we did some back-of-the-envelope calculations here, and Current State is just a little bit over a year old. More than 800 different conversations that this show has brought you in the mid-Michigan area in just over 1 year. That's at least 800 people. Now, some of our segments have had more than one person, and obviously some of them have also, we've had repeat guests, of course. But we're looking at about 800 different voices in your community that you have heard on Current State in the last year.
7 days a week, we should add as well. It's more than just a Monday through Friday thing.
It's a Current State weekend show hosted with Emmanuel Berry. These take resources. We want to bring you as many voices as possible on Current State. And I think we do a really nice job bringing you from the elected officials to politicians down to the folks whose policy is actually affected by these policies. Bring you the voices of everyone in this community. If that is something that is worth it to you, give us a call. 517-353-5000, WKAR.org on the Give Now link.
There's a lot of news and information to follow here and to stay on top of in mid-Michigan and around the world. Keeping up with it all isn't always easy. Listening to WKAR, though, keeps you connected every day. I'm sure that's what you count on Morning Edition for, and All Things Considered, and Current State for, while you're driving or making breakfast and dinner and running errands on the weekends. It takes dollars to maintain this service. We need six more callers here to hit our 10-call goal for this hour on Current State. A significant percentage of our funding comes from members of WKAR. We're also grateful for all the voluntary support of members. 517-353-5000 or online at WKAR.org. We thank you. It's Current State on 90.5 WKAR. Well, we've been enjoying the sounds of Twyla Birdsong and her accompanist here today, Paul Ojibwe, on our Steinway piano here in Studio S, and Brian Lang on tenor saxophone. And Twyla will be performing tonight once again at the Avenue Cafe. This is an important fundraiser for the East Lansing Summer Solstice Jazz Festival. We're going to hear from them now. And this is this the song I was just, yes, this is the song, Is You Is or Is You Ain't My Baby, Twyla Birdsong on Current State.
Got a guy who's always late anytime we have a date, but I love him. Oh yes, I love him. I'm gonna walk right up to his gate and see if I can get him straight, 'cause I want him. Yes, I'm gonna ask him, oh, is you is or is you ain't my baby? The way you're acting lately makes me doubt. Yeah, you have always been my baby, baby. Seems like the flame in your heart has worn out. Well, a fellow is a creature who has always been strange. Just when you think you're his, he's gone and made a change. So is you is or is you ain't my baby? My baby found someone he knew. Oh, is my baby still my baby too? Has always been strange. Just when you think you're his, he's gone and made a change. Oh, is you is or is you ain't my baby? Yeah, is my baby found somebody new? My baby too.
Twyla Birdsong here on Current States, along with her accompanist Paul Ojibwe on the piano and Brian Lang on tenor saxophone. Twyla will be performing tonight at the Nightingales fundraiser, an intimate evening with Lansing's Ladies of Jazz, 7 o'clock at the Avenue Cafe, and all of the proceeds raised from tonight's event will go to benefit the East Lansing Summer Solstice Jazz Festival. You guys sound great. Twyla, welcome.
Thank you so much for having us here.
You're from the Lansing area originally?
Yes. I'm a transplant here. I was born in Michigan City, Indiana, but I've been here since I was 6 years old, so Lansing is my home indeed.
And how far back do you and jazz and blues go?
Well, I grew up singing gospel in the church. My mom, she was the guitar player for the church and minister. So when I started doing blues about 13 years ago, she had her eyebrows up for a minute. But now she's one of my biggest supporters.
She'd prefer you stick with gospel?
She
is that
did.
It? But she's
did.
A guitar player.
Right?
She kind of let herself go there.
Right? Yep. But no, she's all right with it now. She sees how they can go hand in hand. It's all a ministry, right? Music is a ministry.
Tell us about the Hoopties. Who are the Hoopties, and how did you get involved?
I've been with the Hoopties. That's my main band. We do like a collective genres of music. But I've been with them for about 3 years, and we did a CD about 2 years ago, and we won the Capital Area Blues Society Challenge, and we went down to Memphis together. So those are my brothers.
And now, Brian Lang, let's talk with you. You're a part of this collaborative, this network of musicians?
Yeah, you know, Lansing is replete with musicians. There, in every genre, there's a lot of cross-pollination. People play with different bands, and there's a lot of great things going on. And consequently, I met Twyla through all that, and we've done several projects together and are actually looking forward to doing one next month as well.
Okay. Paul Ojibwe, tell us about yourself. How long have you been playing in the Lansing area?
Oh, gee, I'm a homegrown Lansing boy, so I've been around here for playing in clubs for about 35 years or more.
Okay.
You know, traveling about.
We'll remind everybody that Twyla will be performing again tonight, 7 p.m. at the Avenue Cafe. This is a fundraiser for the Summer Solstice Jazz Festival. You got some great people you're going to be playing with here, Twyla.
Yeah.
Betty Baxter, Betty Joplin, Sarita Narula, Marjorie Thomas, Ursula Walker, all accompanied by the Reggie Thomas Trio. You're performing, though, this summer as well at this Summer Solstice Jazz Festival?
Well, that's the rumor. You know how
they got you for the fundraiser. They're probably wise to let you play at the actual event.
Yeah, I've got my toe in there, and yes. I've got my request, and they said so, but we'll see. I hope so.
You're currently working on a CD, correct?
I am. I've been working on a CD, my personal project, for a year, and I didn't realize how much that entailed, and luckily, Brian and his wife, they included me on a project that's going to be next month that's going to be a live recording CD.
And this is what Brian just referred to a second ago. Okay.
Yeah.
And where is that going to be?
That's going to be at
the
Marquee.
That's a performance? You're recording a performance.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And live audience is going to have Jim Alfredson, Sean Dobbins, and Derek Gardner, myself and Brian Lang, and we'll be at the Marquee down in Old Town.
Very interesting. We're looking for a crowd for that, I take it. We'll need people to applaud at the end of each track, right?
That's right.
That's the idea.
They can go to tryjazz.com and get more information if they like.
Okay. Now, are you two, Paul and Brian, are you a part of the recording process with Twyla on her project?
Actually, no.
This is a fledgling
stages of a new relationship in music.
Okay.
Twyla and I have just gotten familiar with each other. I'm going to try to get her to come out and sit in with me on my gig at Capital Prime.
No problem. I love to.
Yeah, it's a wonderful restaurant out there. I'm trying to get her to come out and sing. Maybe Brian bring his horn out to Capital Prime.
There's a real spontaneity to this crowd, I'll tell you.
We're very fluid.
Did you write, have you written the material that you're putting together for your CD, Twyla?
Yes.
Are you doing standards or what?
No, I'm doing all the writing, and that's probably why it's taken so long, because I've had to do a lot of coordinating with other musicians for my personal CD. But it's the music is very kumbaya, let's come together and let's just have a great life type. Even though I'm a blues singer, I still believe that we can all make things work, right?
What other styles of music are you interested in? Is blues and jazz really the focus for you? But you say you got roots in gospel.
Right. Well, actually, blues is my love. But yeah, my roots are gospel. So you'll hear that in everything that I do. I like the old standards in the jazz, and that's what we'll be doing next month, a lot of the old standards, nothing new. We'll just be showing, it's called Try Jazz, Jazz is Blue, so it's showing people how there's similarities in all the music, and sometimes people are apprehensive about going into jazz or listening to jazz, thinking that it's not relatable to them. So it's just a little conversation between myself, the band, and the audience to let them know that music is fluid. Just like we're doing all these collaborations together, music is fluid, and there's no reason to leave one genre over here and pick up another one. Music, it brings everybody together.
Well, we want to thank you for really adding something really special to our show here today. We're going to hear from you again here in just a few minutes from Twyla and Paul and Brian. And again, Twyla will be performing tonight as part of a fundraiser for the East Lansing Summer Solstice Jazz Festival at the Avenue Cafe in Lansing. So you guys stand by while we take care of some other business, and we'll hear from you again in a few minutes.
Great. Thanks, right. Mark.
It is WKAR's spring fundraiser here. If you are enjoying the sounds that you're hearing today and the other sounds you've enjoyed on Live Music Friday, it takes your financial support to make this happen in a critical way. Call us now with whatever modest amount you can part with here in the name of WKAR Public Radio NPR. Our number is 357-353-5000. 517-353-5000 or at WKAR.org. And show producer Joe Lindstroth joins me here now.
Good morning, Mark.
Our guests sound pretty good today.
They sound fantastic. They really do. And I think that kind of speaks to what people come to public radio for is quality. They take that little extra step, and when they tune into WKAR, they expect to hear some quality content, whether it's classical music, Morning Edition, All Things Considered, or here on Current State. And I think especially what we do here on Fridays with live music exemplifies that. And how public radio works is that I think we do have a lot of new listeners. The show has brought in some new folks to public radio. And how it works is because we do offer you that quality, it is on the honor system. But we do trust that there are folks out there who would pay a little bit extra for quality, a little bit more for that organic burger, a little bit more for, you know, that extra quality that they want in anything in life, whether it's clothes, your news content, your food, etc.
Sure.
And that's what it is here. And please take that extra step, just that little extra step for the quality that you come to rely on here in the morning, and give us a call at 517-353-5000, or even easier, at WKR.org. There's a big Give Now link button right there, and you can help us out today.
We want to pick up 10 phone calls here before the end of our program here today.
We have four left.
Only four to go. All right, that's encouraging. Plenty of time to get that done. 517-353-5000, four calls to reach the 10 mark. You probably learned years ago, probably, that public radio is really so much about discovery. It's about new ideas, new sounds, the news stories of the day written in an understandable, balanced style, but discovering what's new in mid-Michigan is really what Current State is all about. And in the past year plus, just a little bit more than a year, as Joe pointed out earlier, over 800 different conversations taking place on Current State 7 days a week, along with our weekend edition hosted by Emmanuel Berry. It's all about discovery, and I think in the past year we've all discovered an awful lot more about our own backyard. That's what Current State's mission is. If you support that mission, and I know you do or you wouldn't be listening right now, please call us now. Help us get to the 10-call level, 517-353-5000, or go to WKAR.org and click on that Give Now link.
I just keep coming back to that number, more than 800 voices and conversations that Current State has given you in just over a year. And I think it's worth remembering that it isn't all just the elected officials, the professional talking heads, the executive directors. We want to have voices on this show that exemplify everyone in this community. And I think that's what we do well. We have our Neighbors in Action segment where we bring folks on who are working to make this community a better place, who bring their experiences of what it's like to be homeless, what it's like to be an unemployed veteran, what it's like to live with a severe mental illness. These are voices in our community that deserve to be heard, and we hope that you support it at 517-353-5000 or at WKAR.org at the Give Now link.
All right. We're near the end of our show here for Live Music Friday. Next week on Current State, we'll speak with Michigan School Superintendent Mike Flanagan. We'll also hear from Dr. Leanna Wen, author of the book When Doctors Don't Listen, How to Avoid Misdiagnoses and Unnecessary Tests. That and more next week on Current State. Well, we're going to be taken out here by another session here from our musicians today. We want to thank Twyla Birdsong, Paul Ojibwe, and Brian Lang for sounding so great here today. You've been listening to Current State here on WKAR. Here they are.
Oh, they call it Stormy Monday, but Tuesdays are just as bad. It's bad, yeah. Oh, and Wednesday's the worst, and Thursday's are oh so sad. Oh, the eagle flies on Friday, Saturday I'm going out and play. That's right, y'all. Oh, I said the boss man better get my paycheck on Friday, cause Saturday I'm getting all dialed up and I'm going out and have myself a good time, y'all. Oh, on Sunday I go to the sanctified church and I get down on my knees and I pray. This is what I say, I cried out, Lord, help